morning on WCHL, Chapel Hill police have arrested a second suspect in the shooting, after which one man remains in the hospital.
I know that all three people that have been named in this have some sort of relationship, that they know each other prior to this. It wasn't a random incident.
And a UNC Journalism School professor is joining President Jimmy Carter in a discussion on human rights. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports.
Download to James. Double team there. Passes it in the right corner to Page for three.
No amount of snow and ice was going to slow down the UNC men's basketball team last night in Atlanta. Plus, we'll preview the UNC women's game coming up against Syracuse. And
thank you, Jones, for letting us see it on the radio.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL. It is cold this morning. A winter weather advisory remains in effect until noon today, but it is going to get a little above freezing today. Phil Batson, meteorologist with the National Weather Service, joins us now. And Phil, give us the very latest on our morning forecast.
Well, it really is frigid out there this morning. It's 7 degrees at the Raleigh-Durham Airport, and that ties the record for the day set back in 1977, and that was one of the coldest winters, or the coldest winter on record in a lot of the eastern part of the country, and including the Raleigh-Durham area. But today, with bright sunshine, we are looking to finally break back above freezing. We're looking at about 35, 36 this afternoon. So that'll lead to some melting, you know, in the sunny areas and the where they've done some treating on the roads and that sort of thing, all those residential streets that are still covered up with that ice and snow. But again, tonight, though, it's going to be right back down in the upper teens, and so a quick refreeze again this evening. So you know, we may end up with another winter weather advisory for ice and black ice again for tonight.
Any chance of more precipitation in the next couple of days?
It really doesn't look like it, which that's a good thing. The I guess the big thing is that we are going to get a warm-up, and it looks like that starts on Friday when we could get up near 50 during the afternoon and maybe even in the 50s on Saturday.
Sounds like a veritable heat wave.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it?
What we've had around here lately is, of course, very unusual for us here in North Carolina, and it certainly would seem that as far as the precipitation is concerned and what stuck out there, the Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Orange County community was fortunate compared to some other areas very close to us.
Yeah, that it seemed to be just a little bit of a minimum of precipitation over your region, you know, from that last winter storm. But just, you know, it seems like that any precipitation that falls with temperatures in the 20s and the teens, you know, it just causes havoc out there. So, yeah, I think we kind of dodged a bullet in some areas with that particular storm.
Well, Phil, thank you so much for spending a little time with us, and we will stay in touch.
Yeah, thank you.
Phil Batson, meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Raleigh. It is icy out there today. There is some black ice on the roads. Please drive with care because you can run up on that, not see it, to your opponent, and it is awfully slick. You can fail to get traction out there today. It happened in a couple of spots on the way to work this morning, so just be careful wherever you're going. Chapel Hill police have arrested a second suspect in connection with Friday evening shooting at the corner of West Rosemary Street and Mitchell Lane. WCHL's Aaron Keck has this report.
Nashika Renee Clark, 26 years old, also known as Nashika Hamilton, has been arrested on one felony count of accessory after the fact for attempted first-degree murder. Clark is being held at the Orange County Jail under a $250,000 secured bond. Chapel Hill police have also released the name of the victim. 31-year-old Ishmael David Hamilton Jr. is reportedly still at UNC hospitals, where he is believed to be in stable and non-life-threatening condition. Dennis Junius Clark turned himself in Monday to the Orange County Sheriff's Department. He's charged with attempted first-degree murder after allegedly shooting Ishmael Hamilton multiple times in the parking lot of Tate Realty and Construction and Legacy Cuts Hair Salon. While the victim and second suspect share a common last name, Police Lieutenant Josh Miesemore says the exact relationships in this case are unknown, as is the motive.
I know that all three people that have been named in this have some sort of relationship. that they know each other prior to this. It wasn't a random incident. I don't know what their relationship is.
The investigation is still ongoing. Lieutenant Misamore says anyone with information is asked to call 911, the Chapel Hill Police Department, or Crime Stoppers. You can find the contact information in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And in other news this morning, a structure fire on Tuesday evening caused thousands of dollars of damage in a two-story home at 219 Stagecoach Road. The Chapel Hill Fire Department responded to a call shortly before 8 p.m., finding smoke in the crawl space of the house. Fire crews were able to extinguish the fire within 6 minutes, and there were no injuries, but the residents have been displaced from the home, and the damage is estimated to be $5,000. The fire marshal says the blaze was accidental, but has not released a cause of origin. Still, fire officials are taking the opportunity to remind people to keep anything flammable at least 3 feet away from any heating equipment, including furnaces, fireplaces, wood stoves, and space heaters. WCHL News Time is 6:12. Coming up, we'll tell you about longtime Carolina journalism professor Dr. Charlie Tuggle and what he's doing, and we'll give you all the closings and delays and all that sort of thing as far as our schools are concerned this morning. That is next on WCHL.
It's a new year with new savings. Crown Honda South Point is making 2014 your year to save. Until January 31st, Crown Honda South Point is offering a 2014 Accord sedan for just $219 per month. So what are you waiting for? Start the year off right with a new car from Crown Honda South Point. South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com. Lease based on 2014 Accord sedan CVT LX. $24.99 due at signing. Includes down payments with no security deposit. 12,000 miles per year. Excludes taxes, titles, and dealer fees. For well-qualified lessees, see dealer for details. Must take new retail delivery on vehicle from dealer stock by March 3rd, 2014.
Do you bibimbap? Let Jimmy Kim of Mixed Korean Bistro show you how. Mixed is your locally owned, fast casual restaurant serving Korean food with fresh ingredients and bold flavors.
Our famous bibimbap is a rice-based dish with your choice of vegetables, meats, and sauces. Mix it all together and enjoy. Mixed is kid-friendly and perfect for groups. We have a nice selection of beer on tap and wines by the glass.
Mixed is located at the corner of Franklin Street and Estes Drive in Chapel Hill. Stop in today. It's a good mix. Learn more at MixKoreanBistro.com.
What is domestic violence? Domestic violence is a pattern of intentionally violent and/or controlling behavior. Domestic violence is an epidemic in Orange County. In 2013, the UNC Hospital's Beacon Child and Family Program helped numerous victims of domestic violence and served patients and families in 60 counties in North Carolina. You can help by attending the 9th annual Silent No More auction on February 6th at 5:30 at the Carolina Club. Call 697-9183 for more information or visit the website at beaconsilentauction.com.
Thanks to everyone who submitted a funny and clean joke to our Clean Joke Contest. A joke that's clean and funny isn't easy. So go to chapelboro.com to hear all those jokes again, and most importantly, cast your vote on the joke that made you laugh the most. As Mark Twain said, the human race has only one really effective weapon, and that's laughter. You have until the 30th to vote on your favorite joke at chapelboro.com. The winner will be announced on January 31st, so vote today.
WCHL News Time is 6:14. Longtime UNC professor of journalism, Dr. Charlie Tuggle, has dedicated more than 4 years to telling the story of Las Abuelas de Plaza de Mayo, an Argentinian human rights organization of grandmothers committed to finding their lost grandchildren. On February 13th, Tuggle will share that story in a special stage with former U.S. President Jimmy Carter for a panel discussion on human rights at the Carter Center in Atlanta.
So to be on that, if you will, national stage with a former president discussing the importance of human rights. Indeed, that could be one of the highlights of my professional career.
Tuggle's documentary, Las Abuelas de Plaza de Mayo and the Search for Identity, focuses on a period in Argentina's history referred to as the Dirty War, during which tens of thousands of individuals were arrested, tortured, and killed from 1976 through 1983. The grandmothers interviewed in the film said their grandchildren were abducted by the Argentinian government during the country's military dictatorship. Those kidnapped became known as Los Desaparecidos, or the Disappeared. Many of the babies were taken from their mothers and given to families sympathetic to the ruling regime. Tuggle explained that all information regarding the babies' identities was changed.
Well, the main thing is that average can make a difference. We have the grandmothers who were a bunch of little old ladies, you know, with no political power whatsoever, and yet they changed the government of their country.
The event next month, which is part of the Conversations at the Carter Center series, will focus on the Dirty War. We'll have more details on this story coming up. in our newscast in the 7 o'clock hour on WCHL. And also, you can get more details by reading the entire story on our website at chapelboro.com. Now, getting to the schools this morning, we do have some special announcements to pass along to you. First of all, most schools are closed, but let's just go through the whole list here. Chapel Hill Carborough City schools are closed. It is an optional teacher work day, and tomorrow, Friday, will now be a regular school day. But again, the Chapel Hill Carborough City schools are closed for students. It is an optional teacher work day. As far as the other schools are concerned, Alamance Burlington schools are closed today, optional teacher work day. Durham Academy is closed today. Durham Public Schools are closed. Orange County schools closed for students and staff. And Chatham County schools are closed, an optional teacher work day. Duke School, two-hour delay. Orange County's court system closed until 11 o'clock this morning. Orange County Administrative Offices on a two-hour delay. St. Thomas More Catholic School, two-hour delay. UNC classes are canceled at 8 o'clock this morning, but they will resume at 9:30 this morning. So, in other words, no 8 o'clock classes on the Carolina campus. And Town of Carborough Administrative Offices on a two-hour delay today. They will open at 10 a.m. Those are all the announcements we have. Well, two more. Durham Academy is closed. I mentioned that. Durham Arts Council delayed 1 hour. And Durham County Government also delayed 1 hour. Durham County Courts delayed until 11 o'clock this morning. And that's the whole list. We have it on our website at chapelboro.com. If you have any information you are searching for, go there. And we will also have any additional announcements to pass along for you right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL. And streaming live on our website, chapelboro.com. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the very best tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Please be careful out there this morning. It is deceptively slick. In some spots, there is what we call black ice on the roads. In other words, you can't see it until you're upon it. And it is simply water that is frozen, and it is very cold out there. It is 11 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, 7 degrees reported temperature at the Raleigh-Durham International Airport this morning. That is a new record, as you just heard Phil Badgett, meteorologist, say just a few moments ago. So, again, it's very cold out there, 11 degrees, likely to drop a few degrees, too, as it normally does this time of the morning. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, well, carrying on the rest of the forecast, sunny skies today. High today up in the middle and upper 30s, up to 36, 37 degrees. Sounds pretty good, huh? Winter weather advisory will remain in effect until noon today. It is awfully cold out there. Tonight, clear, not as cold with a low down around 15. Tomorrow, we're looking at sunshine, not as cool with the highs in the upper 40s, up close to 50 tomorrow. Then tomorrow night, clear, not as cold with the lows in the upper 20s. Then for your weekend coming up, partly sunny on Saturday with a high of about 55. Mostly cloudy on Saturday night with the lows in the low 40s. And then on Sunday, it's going to be cloudy with a slight chance of rain and the high up in the low 60s on Sunday. So how's that sound? Sounds pretty good to me. Coming up on WCHL, we'll take a look at WCHL Championship Sports. As a matter of fact, let's go ahead and get right to that right now. Carolina got a big win last night down in Hotlanta. Wasn't so hot. It's cold down there. They have all kinds of problems weather-related and related to the roads and all that sort of thing. North Carolina men's basketball team survived treacherous wintry conditions, serious foul trouble, and some sloppy play as well to down Georgia Tech 78-65. They're now 13-7 overall, 3-4 in the ACC with the first road conference win of the season for Carolina. WCHL's Matt Oakes has details.
I was more mad than I was worried. I mean, we held him out the last 6.5 minutes of the first half after he got two, and then you should get more minutes than that before he gets all the way to four. But I wouldn't say that I was concerned. I'd say I was more mad because you got to make better decisions than that.
That was UNC head coach Roy Williams' thoughts on the careless foul committed by J.P. Tokoto just ticks before the halftime buzzer sounded in Atlanta. Carolina headed into the locker room clinging to a narrow 26-25 lead thanks to Tokoto's gaffe that handed three free throw opportunities to Georgia Tech. It was a road trip full of obstacles. but the Tar Heels were up to the task. UNC survived treacherous wintry conditions, serious foul trouble, and some sloppy play to down Georgia Tech on the road. Despite the winter storm, it was reported around 5,000 were in attendance at Bobby Crimmins Court to witness the ACC battle that turned ugly early on. However, Marcus Page delivered a beautiful pass to Leslie McDonald in transition to stake Carolina out to a 6-4 advantage early on.
Rebound tip to McDonald. 2-on-2 break. McDonald to Page. Back to Leslie for the layup left side.
So much of that. I mean, it had a great opportunity with Leslie to come through, but that quick pass to Page and then the even quicker return pass from Page to McDonald really set him up for effect on the defensive end.
That was Jones Angel and Eric Montross at the Tar Heel Sports Network with the call. Page saved his best play for the second half, scoring all but two of his 17 points in the closing 20 minutes of action. He knocked down clutch shots like this one.
McDonald. Down low to James. Double team there. Passes it in the right corner to Page for three.
James Michael McAdoo had a solid night on the hardwood with 17 points despite his limited minutes, while Kennedy Meeks came oh so close to a double-double with 9 points and 10 rebounds. The 13-6 offensive rebounding advantage for the Tar Heels aided in the victory, but McAdoo and Tokido had racked up 4 fouls each by the 15:59 mark in the second half to present some challenges to the visiting Carolina squad. But Coach Williams says he felt the rest of the Tar Heels sensed they needed to raise their levels with their leading team forced to the bench.
I think there was a much greater sense of urgency on our guys, you know, because James Michael and JP both are sitting over there, and James Michael, JP, and Marcus, those three guys have been our most consistent players all year long, and so with two of them sitting over there on the bench, I think everybody understood and raise their level of play a little bit.
Georgia Tech's Trey Golden led the scoring charge for the Yellow Jackets with 21 points, but it wasn't enough to overcome the determined play of Carolina. How often does Coach Williams preach playing with a sense of urgency? He weighed in after the game.
Only 388 days out of a year. I mean, it's the whole key of a good basketball team. Can you play with a great sense of urgency? And I think we did on Saturday, and I think we did for the second half today, but we did not for the first half.
The victory was a rare one for the Tar Heels at Georgia Tech. Entering the contest, UNC had dropped 5 of its last 7 games against the Yellow Jackets in Atlanta. Coach Williams says he was pleased with the foul shooting of the squad down the stretch that put the game out of reach.
I like the fact that we made our last 11. I think free throws, that was good. James Michael is still working on it, there's no question, but Leslie and Nate, Marcus stepped up to the line and made their free throws.
The Tar Heels will look to continue the momentum this Saturday when they return to the comfortable confines of the Smith Center to square off with the Wolfpack of NC State at 1 p.m. Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good to see those free throws going in last night, and a lot of folks were not able to see the game last night. There was all this talk about it not being televised. ESPN couldn't get its trucks into Atlanta because of all the problems there, weather-related, and then they said it was not going to be on TV. It ended up being on ESPN3. But a lot of people, of course, don't have ESPN3. So everybody listening on the radio last night, which is the way it should have been in the first place. Jones Angel and Eric Montross on the play-by-play. And, of course, you heard it right here on WCHL. Freshman Tyler Ennis scored 16 of his 18 points in the second half last night. Number 2 Syracuse beat Wake Forest 67-57 to match the best start in program history. That game in Winston-Salem last night, C.J. Fair added 16 points for the Orange, who are now 20-0, 7-0 in Atlantic Coast Conference play. And ACC leading scorer T.J. Warren scored 30 last night and grabbed 7 rebounds to lead North Carolina State over Florida State 74-70. Wolfpack now 14-7, 4-4 in the Atlantic Coast Conference. As far as the rankings are concerned, Carolina is ranked number 10 in the country now. Syracuse, the ACC now, I should say, it's not looking good right now at this stage of the season, but Tar Heels climbing back up to 500 mark, at least in the ACC down there, and at 3-4, 13-7 overall. At the top, of course, 20-0, Syracuse, followed by Virginia, Pitt, and Duke, and Clemson. So 625 at WCHL. Good morning.
Sounds good on the CBS radio network. We've come to the end of an era, the Bernanke era at the Fed. Fed's meetings yesterday and the day before were the last to be chaired by Bernanke. He officially steps down tomorrow, and next month's meeting will be presided over by the first woman to chair the Fed, Janet Yellen, who doesn't have too far to go chair-wise. She's been vice chair, and or philosophically, she and Bernanke think alike as economists. We're going to review the bidding and read the tea leaves with the help of CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger, starting right after this.
Wearing glasses with new Crizal No Glare lenses can make a big difference in your vision, because neither scratching desert sands nor the waves of a raging river can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For superior scratch, water, dust, glare, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. And now Crizal has an ESPF of 25 to protect your eyes from the damaging rays of the sun. Crizal, live life in the clear. Ask for them at your eye care professional or learn more at Crizal.com.
What's your most important document?
The McGrath proposal.
Olivia's adoption papers.
This week, a paid invoice.
Documents are who we are and what we do. With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera Document Solutions helps companies capture, distribute, and manage the many documents that matter. Because if the document is important,
my winning business plan,
the company is important. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
Joe Schlesinger, what has marked the Bernanke era at the Fed?
As a student of the Depression, Bernanke realized that you had to really unleash the firepower of the central bank in a swift way that would really convince markets and consumers that somebody in government was doing something.
Well, the Depression didn't happen. Was that because of what the Fed did?
The Federal Reserve saw itself as the last resort for the economy. And as a result, I think really pushed through these very unconventional measures, whether it was keeping interest rates low and telling the market they would keep interest rates low, or going out and buying bonds to infuse the economy with cash and encourage borrowing and lending. Those things put together did help lift the economy up.
They could backfire, though, couldn't it?
Whether we have to pay a price for those policies in the future is yet to be determined.
Everybody thought Alan Greenspan could do no wrong until after he stepped down. Could that happen to Bernanke?
If these policies are unwound and we come to see Bernanke as the architect of a failed policy that creates a destabilized global economy and inflation, he too will be a goat.
Thank you, Jill. Jill Schlesinger will join us to talk about what's next, coming up on our next Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Revel in the dazzling orchestration of Rimsky-Korsakov's Capriccio Espanol, performed by the North Carolina Symphony February 7th at noon at Raleigh's Mamandi Concert Hall, and February 9th at 7:30 at Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall. Enjoy the powerful concerto for double bass from Koussevitzky and dramatic selections by Tchaikovsky. Don't miss Korsakov's Capriccio Espanol with the North Carolina Symphony, directed by William Henry Curry, February 7th at noon at Raleigh's Mamandi Concert Hall, and February 9th at 7:30 at Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall. Get your tickets now. Call 919-733-2750, also at ncsymphony.org.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair Expressions. It's half off. Hair care services at the salon on West Rosemary Street. Get highlights, a shampoo, and style for only $25, or a shampoo, cut, and style for only $20. And spend only $15 for a men's shampoo, cut, and style. Carol Spangler has been creating hairstyles for over 17 years and says she keeps caring until the client says it's right. It's half off from Hair Expressions. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carboro weather. It is cold. Forecast brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine at the beautiful Carolina Inn. All right, it is 9 degrees this morning. Record low temperature set this morning at Raleigh-Durham International Airport, 7 degrees. Winter weather advisory until noon today. Sunshine today, high today in the middle and upper 30s. Going to get up to about 36 or 37 degrees before this day is over. Tonight, clear, not as cold with a low down around 15. And then tomorrow, we're looking at sunshine, not as cool with the highs in the upper 40s. On the weekend, we're going to get up into the low 60s, believe it or not, but it is really cold this morning, 9 degrees right now in Chapel Hill. 8 degrees in Carrboro, where it's always a degree cooler. Boy, it is cold.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. 11 million immigrants may be in this country illegally, and now there's a plan to change their status. Here's Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Fuss.
House Republicans are ensconced at a resort on the Maryland shore to talk strategy and issues, and are expected to produce what's being called a list of principles that could let them move ahead on immigration reform. In the Republican response to this week's State of the Union speech, Kathleen McMorris-Rogers said Republicans do want to do this.
We're working on a step-by-step solution to immigration reform.
All House Republicans, 232 in all, got a package from Alabama Senator Republican Jeff Sessions. The 30-page summary rebutted some of the proposed changes in immigration policy.
Many conservative Republicans vehemently oppose a path to citizenship for longtime illegal immigrants, which is why a bipartisan Senate immigration bill died when it got to the House.
Florida Congressman Republican Mario Diaz-Balart says there's about a 30% chance of immigration reform passing the House. That's up from 5% earlier. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 9 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Rod Stutz at WCHL. Chapel Hill police have arrested a second suspect in connection with Friday evening shooting downtown. We'll tell you all about that coming up in just a few minutes here on WCHL. They're still working on that. A structure fire on Tuesday evening caused thousands of dollars of damage in a two-story home at 219 Stagecoach Road. The Chapel Hill Fire Department responded to a call shortly before 8 p.m., finding smoke in the crawl space of the house. Fire crews were able to extinguish the fire within 6 minutes, and there were no injuries, but the residents have been displaced from the home, and the damage is estimated to be $5,000. The fire marshal says the blaze was accidental, but hasn't released a cause of origin. Still, fire officials take this opportunity, since it is so cold, to remind everyone to keep anything flammable at least 3 feet away from any heating equipment, including furnaces, fireplaces, wood stoves, space heaters, anything like that. Keep anything flammable at least 3 feet away from it. We might see more solar energy projects being developed in Chapel Hill over the next several years, which could prove to be a lucrative investment for the town. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
The Chapel Hill Town Council said in a meeting Monday evening that it is on board to explore solar energy projects on town-owned facilities. Town staff said Chapel Hill is not eligible for state and federal grant money in this area, so it's not feasible for the town to pursue these projects alone. However, private groups could propose partnerships and lease agreements to put solar panels on town property. John Richardson, Chapel Hill Sustainability Officer, said North Carolina is number two in the country for solar installations, trailing behind California. He said potential investors have taken notice of the Tar Heel State.
So it's pretty clear that North Carolina is becoming a national leader for solar installations. And one explanation is the fact that a lot of these are supported by a good tax credit structure, as well as other incentives.
Richardson explained to the council how solar installation projects could work. An investment group would request to lease an underutilized municipal space, such as a rooftop. The council would then approve a 20-year lease to the owner group, and it would install the solar panels.
You have no revenue or cash flow through the first 6 years, but as soon as that ownership flips, you then see greater revenue potential, greater cash flow from that, because at that point you have access and control of the electricity.
Under the host-to-own model, after about 5 to 7 years, the lease contract would allow the town to buy back the solar installation equipment. The town could eventually take ownership and at that point would have access to the benefits of solar generation.
And that would be in one of two forms, either as an offset. So if you had a solar installation on the roof of a building, of course, the building has an existing electricity demand. You can offset that demand through the solar generation, or you could potentially sell that electricity back to the grid.
The host-to-own model was used at the Carrboro Farmers Market through partnerships with the Carrboro Solar Community Initiative, a handful of local investors, and the Appalachian Institute for Renewable Energy, also known as AIR. The Homestead Aquatic Center is also being considered as a potential solar energy site. Richardson said it was designed for solar panel use with an appropriate roof design that faces southward. It's estimated that the Aquatic Center could produce 100 kilowatts of power, which would generate electricity for about 10 to 20 homes for 1 year. Installing the solar energy panels would cost about $350,000. Richardson said his department is also exploring the idea of installing a solar panel structure above the transit facility's parking lot. It's estimated that could generate 1.1 megawatts of electricity, which would power about 150 to 200 homes for 1 year. This idea sparked the approval of Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt.
If you see that and you don't go, wow, I don't know what's going on in your head right now. The whole possibility that we could take an asset like that that's currently just sitting there collecting oil drippings from buses and turn it into energy at that level is just astounding to me.
With the council's approval, town manager Roger Stancil has been authorized to further investigate solar energy options as well as potential investors and project sites. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
If you're just waking up this morning, it is really cold, 8 degrees in Chapel Hill, 636 at WCHL. There was a shooting last Friday evening at the corner of West Rosemary and Mitchell Lane in Chapel Hill, and now police have arrested a second suspect in connection with that. WCHL's Aaron Keck has more.
Nashika Renee Clark, 26 years old, also known as Nashika Hamilton, has been arrested on one felony count of accessory after the fact for attempted first-degree murder. Clark is being held at the Orange County Jail under a $250,000 secured bond. Chapel Hill police have also released the name of the victim. 31-year-old Ishmael David Hamilton Jr. is reportedly still at UNC hospitals, where he is believed to be in stable and non-life-threatening condition. Dennis Junius Clark turned himself in Monday to the Orange County Sheriff's Department. He's charged with attempted first-degree murder after allegedly shooting Ishmael Hamilton multiple times in the parking lot of Tate Realty and Construction and Legacy Cuts Hair Salon. While the victim and second suspect share a common last name, Police Lieutenant Josh Meesemore says the exact relationships in this case are unknown, as is the motive.
I know that all three people that have been named in this have some sort of relationship, that they know each other prior to this. It wasn't a random incident. I don't know what their relationship is.
The investigation is still ongoing. Lieutenant Meesemore says anyone with information is asked to call 911, the Chapel Hill Police Department, or Crime Stoppers. You can find the contact information in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
North Carolina's largest insurer is reversing course and now says it will offer family coverage to same-sex married couples and domestic partners in new policies. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina said yesterday it's making the change for policies sold starting next week and taking effect March 1st. The announcement comes after the News and Observer of Raleigh reported this weekend that the Chapel Hill-based insurer canceled family coverage sold to 20 gay and lesbian couples on a federal insurance marketplace. The cancellations were forced because of restrictive contract language that defines spouse as opposite sex. Blue Cross planned to change the definition next year, but CEO Brad Wilson says the insurer should have been more thoughtful about the delay. In news around town this morning, applications are now available for Chapel Hill's 2014-2015 Community Development Block Grants. Grants are available for innovative projects designed to benefit low- to middle-income residents of Chapel Hill. Applications are due by 5 p.m. Wednesday, February 26th. To apply, visit a link on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. 6:39 at WCHL, 8 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today up in the middle and upper 30s, so it is going to get above freezing, but boy, it is really cold to start this morning. Not much wind out there, but boy, really just frigid weather. Winter weather advisory, in fact, until 12 noon today. Good news is we're not expecting any more precipitation. And it is a little bit slick out there, some spots on the roadways. Please watch out for black ice this morning. We'll give you the rundown on all the closings and delays and all that sort of thing coming up right after this.
This is a message for newcomers to the Triangle. If you've lived here any length of time, you already know this, so bear with us. But if you're new, one of the great secrets around here is Diamonds Direct Crabtree. It's a place where you can buy certified, hand-picked, top-quality diamonds straight from the diamond cutters. Now, if you're from another city, this might be a new concept for you because this is as far from an old-fashioned jewelry store as you can get. You see, the people who own Diamonds Direct used to be the diamond suppliers for high-end jewelry stores all over the United States. They have partnerships with diamond miners in Russia, and they have their own diamond cutters in Tel Aviv. All this means bigger, better quality diamonds for a lot less than you're used to paying, wherever you came from. And that goes for you New Yorkers, too. No offense. Diamonds Direct Crabtree. After all, it's only fitting that America's most advanced, fastest-growing region deserves America's fastest-growing and most advanced diamond powerhouse. Diamonds Direct Crabtree, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes and the Carolina Panthers. Just outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's.
Hi, I'm Blake Smith, and I'm with CEI, the Triangle source for your office equipment needs. I've been married for almost 6 years. I've got a beautiful 3-year-old daughter and twins on the way. I love golf, I sing in public, and I'm a huge fan of the Tar Heels. And I also happen to really know how to set up your office. I'm honest, I'm direct, I love talking with people and making long-term connections, and I won't disappear like some people do the second they make a sale. Visit me online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office.
It's a new year with new savings. Crown Honda South Point is making 2014 your year to save. Until January 31st, Crown Honda South Point is offering a 2014 Accord sedan for just $219 per month. So what are you waiting for? Start the year off right with a new car from Crown Honda South Point. South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com. Lease based on 2014 Accord sedan CVT-LX. $24.99 due at signing. Includes down payments with no security deposit. 12,000 miles per year. Excludes taxes, titles, and dealer fees. For well-qualified lessees, see dealer for details. Must take new retail delivery on vehicle from dealer stock by March 3rd, 2014.
We're going to whip right through all the school closings and that sort of thing right now on WCHL. Chapel Hill, Cumberland City schools are closed. It is an optional teacher workday. That also means that Friday, March 28th will now be a regular school day. Again, Chapel Hill, Cumberland City schools closed, optional teacher workday. Chatham County schools closed, optional teacher workday. Alamance Burlington schools closed, optional teacher workday. Durham Academy is closed. Duke School, 2-hour delay. Chatham County Schools closed, optional teacher workday. Durham Public Schools closed. Orange County Schools closed for students and staff. St. Thomas More Catholic School on a 2-hour delay today. And at the university, classes scheduled for 8 o'clock this morning have been canceled. They will resume at 9:30 this morning at Carolina. Other announcements, Town of Carborough Administrative Offices, 2-hour delay, opening at 10 a.m. The Durham Arts Council is delayed 1 hour. Durham County Court System delayed until 11. Durham County Government delayed 1 hour. Orange County Court System closed until 11 a.m. And Orange County Administrative Offices on a 2-hour delay. Those are all the announcements we have to pass along, and we have the whole list posted on our website at chapelboro.com. 6:43 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. WCHL commentator Fred Black and Chamber of Commerce director spoke recently of the contributions our business community makes on a regular basis. I want to echo that praise. When I was Carborough mayor, I saw every day that our businesses were asked to contribute to one good cause after another, of which we have a great many in Orange County. Without hesitation, our businesses gave generously. I don't think most people have any idea of how much our businesses give all year long. We tend to think that businesses are all wealthy, picturing Walmart or IBM. But our businesses are, for the most part, small proprietors who have invested heavily in making their business succeed. And those contributions of cookies or picture frames or dinners may be a stretch for them in a business with a small profit margin. Some may not even be making a profit, yet they donate generously as part of what they feel is their community and their civic duty. Another group that is asked over and over to contribute to charity events are musicians and artists. Again, it may be a sacrifice for them because that is their livelihood, but they step up to the plate and give generously of their talent, music, and artworks. A big thank you to all who make our community work so well. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning, it is 6:45 at WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
It was a tale of two halves in Atlanta Wednesday night as the Tar Heels slogged through a first half in which they shot just 31%, but exploded in a second half that saw Carolina shoot 67% and pull away from Georgia Tech 78-65. According to head coach Roy Williams, Carolina's second half success had a lot to do with shot selection.
It was almost all getting better shots.
We were rushing it. Daniel Miller is a load inside, and he blocked a couple of shots, and everybody was shooting the ball inside a little bit quicker. On the perimeter, we were not getting the shots that we wanted because we weren't patient. So I think it's just getting – it's one of the things we talked about at halftime. Let's take another little second or three or four here to get a better shot.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your trusted choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Tar Heels had to battle foul trouble against the Yellow Jackets as both J.P. Tokoto and James Michael McAdoo picked up their fourth personal fouls in the first 4.5 minutes of the second half. Was Williams worried when McAdoo, his leading scorer at the time, picked up his fourth?
I was more mad than I was worried. I mean, we held him out the last 6.5 minutes of the first half after he got two. And then you should get more minutes than that before he gets all the way to four. But I just knew, I told Bryce he's got to step up. And I think Bryce made a couple of baskets for us.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
March Madness isn't here yet, but Chapelboro.com already has a bracket just for you. We're looking for the best restaurant in the area. Every Thursday, you can vote on a new round of matchups as we go from 64 of the area's favorite restaurants down through a Sweet 16, Elite 8, and a Final Four until we crown a Chowdown champion. And you can be a winner, too. Each week, we're giving away gift cards to local eateries just for casting your votes. So head to Chapelboro.com today to vote in the best of bracket and help us find your favorite restaurant.
On Thursday, February 6th, the UNC Hospital's Beacon Child and Family Program will hold its 9th annual fundraiser event, the Silent No More Auction, hosted by Molly Maid of Chapel Hill and Miss Molly Foundation. The Beacon Program provides critically needed support to victims and survivors of family violence. The Silent No More Auction will take place from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Carolina Club on UNC's campus. Special thanks to patrons Molly Maid of Chapel Hill, the Miss Molly Foundation, UNC Healthcare System, and WCHL.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report this morning brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. They have something brand new, the cornbread sandwiches, spicy chicken, and sweet southern pulled pork available. Eat in or call ahead for takeout. Dickie's Barbecue Pit is on the Chapel Hill side of Durham, right next to New Hope Commons. All right, Rand Northam is here this morning, and so far staying inside today. It's so cold out there. It is 8 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. And Rand, what's happening with traffic this morning?
Well, one reminder, one thing that you might want to think about when you head out to your car, I didn't think about it until I was already on the road, that you could have a buildup in your wheel wells of all the snow and slush.
That's right.
Well, that snow and slush froze over last night when you were not driving your car, so you could have that buildup. Not a bad idea to break that out of your wheel well before you get going this morning.
Exactly.
Because I could, I actually felt a lot of resistance on my car this morning driving into work.
So can feel like you have a flat tire.
Very true. So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for the black ice, of course, as it is very, very cold out there, and anything that was remaining as far as the melted snow from yesterday is frozen over. So lots of black ice, a possibility out there. The main roads, though, MLK, 15501, NC54, the interstate, I-40, all pretty clear right now. You might see a couple patches here and there, though, of black ice. Right now, NC54 heading eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing a small delay, nothing major there, and nothing major throughout the rest of the area. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. No matter how you communicate with us, we ask you do it safely.
All right. By the way, you look good this morning.
Thank you very much.
Burgundy shirt, matching tie. The guy's always a fashion plate.
Well, I like your UNC shirt as well.
The level to which I always aspire and fail miserably. Hey, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you a little bit here. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather. As I said a moment ago, it is 8 degrees right now. Boy, it's cold enough for you. This is WCHL Weather Report brought to you by WCHL Championship Sports. Don't miss Carolina women's basketball tonight. Six-ranked Tar Heels welcome Syracuse into Carmichael Arena. Tip-off is scheduled for 7 o'clock. You can hear it right here on WCHL. As I said, 8 degrees. Winter weather advisory until noon today. It is so cold. Today, sunshine with a high in the middle 30s, and actually a little bit warmer than that. Could be 36, 37, 38 degrees. Tonight, clear, not as cold, with a low down around 15. Tomorrow, sunny, not as cool, with a high in the upper 40s, believe it or not. Tomorrow night, clear skies, and the low is in the upper 20s. And then on Saturday, partly sunny with a high mid-50s. On Sunday, we're going to be all the way up into the low 60s. How about that? Heat wave on the way. It is really cold this morning, though, at WCHL. Time now for celebrity birthdays, and we have a whole bunch of them to tell you about, so let me get right to it here. Actress Dorothy Malone is 89 years old today. Actor Gene Hackman is 84. Ah, man, he is one of the best, isn't he? Actress Tammy Grimes, 80. Actress Vanessa Redgrave is 76. I beg your pardon, 77. Chess Grandmaster Boris Spassky, 77. Country singer Jeannie Pruitt, 77. Country singer Norma Jean, 76 years old today. Former Vice President Dick Cheney is 73. Marty Ballin, 72 years old today. William King, one of the Commodores, 65. Singer Phil Collins turned 63 today. Actor Charles S. Dutton is 63. World Golf Hall of Famer Curtis Strange, 59. Actress-comedian Brett Butler is 56. Singer Jody Watley, 55. Actor-filmmaker Dexter Scott King, 53. Let's see here. Actor Christian Bale is 40 today. Actor Wilmer Valderrama, 34. Actor Jake Thomas is 24. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. We'll start with Patricia O'Leary Cunningham, who lives in Carrboro, and she has a birthday today. Happy birthday, dear. Also, Zach Jones has a birthday. Lee Pavel has a birthday today, and boy, it's a big one. Craig Land, we're talking about some high numbers there with Lee Pavel. Have a good one, Lee. Craig Land has a birthday today. Bill Reeves. Quincy Monk, former Carolina football player, has a birthday today. And Masha Halpern has a birthday today as well. Our birthday winner today is Thomas Hartley, excellent local musician, dead ringer for Eric Clapton when he's on stage. He can get it done, I'll tell you that much. A little slow hand. Thomas Hartley, a happy birthday. You get a $10 gift certificate to the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. They love taking care of their customers. They will love taking care of you, too. Happy birthday. Our winner today, Thomas Hartley, 653 at WCHL.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back for more trivia today. You probably thought after yesterday that we might not make it back in here, but yes, we are.
We did not have control problems, and Ralph Nader could have written unsafe at any speed for us, but
I don't care what he said. I love the one that I had.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really kind of a cool car. But, you know, there were some problems with it, apparently, so.
Well, it might have something to do, too, who's sitting behind the steering wheel,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. You know? I didn't have any problems with it, except I had some mechanical problems with it. But as far as safety is concerned, never. That was not the case.
There you go.
Well, anyway, what do you got for today?
Well, we've got the UNC women who are hosting the Orange of Syracuse tonight. So go on over to Carmichael. And
you can't say Orange men and Orange women anymore, can you?
No, just Orange.
Yeah.
Orange.
Wouldn't be politically correct.
There's Anthony, my fellow North Forsyth Viking.
What the heck is he doing here?
What are you doing, man?
How you doing, man?
I'm not supposed
What's
to
going
be
on?
Here.
Da-da-da-da-da. I'm hearing the Wake Forest fight song in my mind. I don't know why.
Freddie, do the North Forsyth fight song.
I can do it, eh?
I know.
I can do it.
I don't want to hear that.
All right, so we can involve A in the question here.
Uh-huh.
Medical terminology.
Medical terminology. All right.
You ready, A?
Yep.
Medical terminology.
Ready.
I got to be careful because I got to make sure I pronounce this correctly.
Okay.
What part of your body gives off what is called borborygma.
Borborygma.
B-O-R-B-O-R-Y-G-M-I. What part of your body gives off what is called borborygma?
Borborygma.
Hey, you gonna guess?
Do you know the answer, Anthony? He might give it away here. I don't know.
No, but my wife, she taught me that words that are that big usually don't mean much. So I'm gonna go with something simple like earwax.
Okay. All right. There. There you go. Something don't move much. I like that.
It don't mean much either.
Don't mean much.
But yeah. What part of your body gives off what is called borborygma?
All right. Well, if you know the answer, call us 919-929-WCHL. We'll get Anthony to answer.
All you physicians and nurses out there, there's a dazzling opportunity for a $10 gift certificate to go to Cruisers.
Yeah.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill has partnered with UNC Healthcare to open the Ronald McDonald Family Room at North Carolina Children's Hospital. Nancy Mader has worked hard behind the scenes to help make this happen. She's Operations Director at the Ronald McDonald House, and she doesn't hesitate at all when you ask her her favorite part of the job.
There's a lot of contact with the families first thing in the morning, and they're getting their coffee and the breakfast in the kitchen. Just getting to say good morning to them and ask them how their child's doing and wish them good day is probably one of the best parts of my day, actually.
Nancy Mader is today's WCHL hometown hero. She and everyone else at the Ronald McDonald House are happy about the family room at North Carolina Children's Hospital for a number of reasons.
The Ronald McDonald Family Room is a respite room inside the hospital, and it's a home-like space that's very comfortable and quiet and welcoming, more like a living room and kitchen in a regular home than a waiting room. One of the things that we're most excited about here at the house regarding the family room is the fact that it allows us to serve local families as well as families who live far away. The family room is open to any family that has a pediatric inpatient in the hospital, and it provides snacks and single serving meal items and drinks for people during the day, and they can go and have a small meal and just take a little bit of a break and then head right back to their child's room at the hospital. So it's very close by, allows them to stay close to their child, and anyone who is there can use it.
Nancy says the Ronald McDonald Family Room at the hospital is important because now they can serve local families.
The town of Chapel Hill and the surrounding area does so much for the house, but as the house, we're only able to serve families who live at least 35 miles away from here because those who live closer can stay in their own homes and visit their child. The hospital family room allows us to serve any family, whether they live 5 minutes from the hospital or a few hundred miles.
When she gets a little free time, Nancy Mader is a musician, and she also loves outdoor activities, spending time with family and friends. Loves her job as operations director at the Ronald McDonald House in Chapel Hill. Nancy, thank you for all that you do for the kids and the families. Nancy Mader, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Well, coming up on a minute before 7 o'clock here at WCHL, really interesting trivia question this morning.
All right, Freddie Kiger, what part of your body gives off borborygma? Borborygma.
Babaloo. Borborygma.
Borborygma.
Your stomach. It's the technical word for literally loud stomach noises.
Really?
And it's perfectly normal. The noise comes from the contractile activity of the stomach and intestines called peristalsis, pushing through stomach contents, digestive juices, and gases.
Hey, you know what? We didn't get a winner this morning. Nobody knew the answer to the question. The closest anybody got was the nose. Freddie will be back tomorrow with another great question.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. As millions of American children get ready to go to school today, a report to Congress warns not enough's being done to protect them from sexual abuse by teachers and other school workers. Live to CBS News correspondent Heather Bosch.
Congressional investigators say federal agencies must do a better job tracking cases of sexual abuse in schools and teaching states and districts how to deal with it.
We already know it's a very serious problem.
Child advocate Deborah Donovan Rice. Investigators estimate 10% of students at some point have been preyed on by school personnel. An earlier investigation found that in some cases,